Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Venetia Lee, Victor House of Prayer International Ministries. I am a teacher of the Holy Bible, and God put on my spirit to have talked to you about the Word of God today. This is a new year, 2015, and we're blessed to be alive to see a new year. Thank you, Jesus. So he wants to teach us and let us know how much he loves us and what he has in store for us and plans for us. And even for ministers, I know that there's ministers, because we're in the Word of God every day, the devil tries to hinder us and stop us from doing this, but they can't stop us. Amen. Well, let's get in our prayer and get into the Word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for Victory House of Prayer International Ministries radio broadcast today. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us and watching over us and bringing us into the new year 2015 and blessing us with everything that pertains to life and godliness and every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We have favor with God and man, and this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Saturday. We are embarking on a new week, and we're just thanking you tomorrow, Sunday, that you get out and praise the Lord and worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to, the Lord just brought this to my attention for ministers, and I know that we have ministers and lay people up in the Word, but this is for some of our ministers to be encouraged. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, let's just read chapter 9, starting at the 14th verse. And I'm reading from the Holman version. In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should earn their living by the gospel. See, a lot of people, you know, I give you my personal testimony that I was working a full-time position at a corporate office, and God, I stayed there on the job for a year, and then I walked out full time. And now God has released me to go back into the corporate world, thanks be to God. But before that, I just worked full time in this ministry, and he kept me. It wasn't all easy, but he kept me. And this verse here says, in the same way the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should earn their living by the gospel. Verse 15, but I have used none of these rights, and I have not written this to make it happen that way for me. For it would be better for me to die than for anyone to deprive me of my boast. You know, we can boast in the Lord because of what he's done for us, and he's done a mighty good thing for us. Verse 16, for if I preach the gospel, I have no reason to boast because an obligation is placed on me. So, you know, just because we preach the gospel, you'll learn that it's not easy, so you ain't got nothing to boast about. And woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, because people need to hear it, and they need to be saved. Hallelujah. Verse 17, for if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but if unwillingly, I am trusted with a stewardship. Verse 18, what then is my reward? To preach the gospel, and offer it free of charge. So, and not make full use of my authority in the gospel. Verse 19, for though I am free from all people. See, when you become in the Word of God, the best thing of all, you get to be free. And who the Son sets free or makes free is free indeed. I have made myself a slave to all in order to win more people. So, you know, even though we're free and we're living, we have this knowledge of freedom, we can go live on our own and just enjoy our life. But instead, we try to help other people. And that's what he means there. To the Jews, I have become like a Jew, to win Jews. To those under the law, like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to win those under the law. To those, verse 21, to those who are outside the law, like one outside the law, not being outside God's law, but under the law of Christ, to win those outside the law. Verse 22, to the weak, I become weak in order to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I may, by all means, save some. See, the whole idea is to save God's people. Now I do all that, this because of the gospel, that I may become a partner in its benefits. There's benefits in this Word of God. Amen. Verse 24, Do you not know that the runners in a stadium all race, but only one receives the prize? You know, when you're in a race, only there's a lot of runners out there, but only one receives the prize. Run in such a way that you may win. And that's, I was telling somebody else, and they were saying they didn't see the word win. They don't think it's a winning or losing battle, but we are trying to win this race. Amen. Now, everyone who competes exercise self-control. You have to have self-control. You just can't say everything or do anything you want to do to everybody. You got to release some self-control in your life in everything. However, they do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one, incorruptible seed, incorruptible crown. So that crown that you get, it won't last forever. It's not, you know, deteriorating in some form or fashion. But this one that we get from the Lord, it'll be there forever, is what it's saying. Therefore, verse 26, I do not run like one who runs aimlessly or box like one who beats the air. Verse 27, instead, I discipline my body and bring it under strict control so that after preaching to others, I myself would not be disqualified. So, you know, there are some people that may be disqualified in the race because they did something wrong, but you have to have some discipline in your life. You have to just, you know, try to stay in control. We're working in a different kingdom, the kingdom of God, and there's, just like God is out there, there's the devil out there, and he's trying to make us lose this race. But because we already been empowered to win, he can't make us lose. But we have to discipline ourselves. Sometimes we want to do what the people do to us, and it's not for our benefit. So we want to have the benefit. Because look over in your, turn with me in chapter 8 of the same 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we for him. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we through him. However, not everyone has this knowledge. Verse 7. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 and verse 7. So everybody don't know that there's one God, Father God, and there's Jesus, the Lord. But everyone don't have that knowledge, and that's why we're here as ministers and preachers of the gospel, and you already know that, to teach the word of God. Because what Jesus did for us, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53 and read verse 5. But he was pierced, meaning that he was whipped because of our transgressions. He didn't do anything wrong, but we had done wrong. And I know I didn't understand that growing up. What it means is our great-great-grandfather Adam and Eve had done wrong. He was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment for our peace was on Jesus, on him. And we are healed by his wounds and by his stripes. So we get free, set free, because of what Jesus did for us. We don't have to pay the penalty any longer. Jesus did it for us. So we are made free. And because you're free, you live in the kingdom of God the way God wanted you to do in the beginning of all times. Amen. So now you live in a different world where the kingdom of God and the Holy Bible is our guide to life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now turn with me to Proverbs. And Proverbs talks about being wise. You want to be wise in your journey in this kingdom. And it's wisdom in this word. And chapter 21 of Proverbs and verse 5. The plans of the diligent certainly leads to profit. Hallelujah. So when you're working in the Lord, you can profit. It's profitable if you continue to do and be diligent when you're working in the Word. Hallelujah. But you can't if you're a liar. Look at the verse 6. Well, let's finish that. Verse 5, but anyone who is reckless only become poor. In verse 6, making a fortune through a lying tongue is a vanishing mist, a pursuit of death. You can't win this life by being a liar. It's just leading up to death. But if you are working in the Word of God, according to John 10:10, Jesus came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, to the full, to the overflows. Okay, now turn to chapter 20 of that same chapter 20 and verse 7. The one who lives with integrity is righteous, and his children who come after him will be happy. Don't you want your children to be happy? Don't you want to live the life of happiness? Well, then, if you live a life of integrity, and this is the Book of Wisdom, you want to be wise. You want to have integrity, doing what is right according to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of our teachers of the Word of God. And we know that also, this is the reason. Now, after you got saved, this is what you get. Jesus came to give us, and this is what you actually get. And turn with me to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Oppressed. A lot of ministers have been oppressed by demonic spirits inside of other people, and they're trying to hinder us from bringing this full gospel to the people of God and to the ones who are not saved yet. And they're trying to oppress us. You know, there's people who get depression. Depression comes from you and you doing it to yourself. But there are demonic spirits out there on people that's trying to oppress people to keep them in bound. And we've already been made free. But they do, you know, mean and evil things because they're working for the devil. But God came to set us free, the oppressed. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogues were fixed on him. He began by saying to them, today, as you listen, the scripture has been fulfilled. Now, today you've been made free. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. Let's back up in that same chapter 4, Luke, and verse 4. But Jesus answered him, it is written, man must not live on bread alone. So, And that's what Jesus is saying, that you're not living on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's why I'm reading the Word of God. My words don't mean nothing, but God's Word has power in it, and it can change your life and make you free. Hallelujah. So now that you know that preachers and teachers are here to help you, then you put the God words on your mouth. Just don't eat bread every morning. Eat you some Word of God, and it'll change your life. Amen. Well, that's what the teachers of the Word of God is here for, to bless you and to keep you from all harm, even danger, and to keep you on the right road, because this journey in the kingdom of God is really sometimes it's not as easy as we would want it to be. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm listening to the Word of God and believing God that we should stay on the line just a little bit longer, because that was mainly for ministers who they're just trying to continue in the Word. But anyways, our time is short, and I think we're just going to possibly, if we can, we can stay on longer. If not, this would be the end of this series today. My name is Venetia Lee, teacher of the Holy Bible, Victory House of Prayer International Ministries. We bless you and keep you and watch over you. And we thank God for this time we had today. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful Sunday tomorrow, and a wonderful week and a wonderful 2015 year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a good day and a good night and good evening. Goodbye. This is Victory House of Prayer International Ministries. My name is Venetia Lee, a teacher of the Holy Bible. And we're going to just try to stay on here just a little longer to just further go into the Word of God. A lot of times we don't understand how the Word of God is working in our lives. So I want to give you some clarity on that. Clearly, God wants us to understand his Word, because the devil will come and steal it from you, which you don't understand. And he comes anyway because of the Word of God. But if you understand it, he can't steal it from you. We were just in Proverbs 21. If you would read verse 23, it says, the one who guards his mouth and tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Now, I just told you that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then you got to guard your mouth, because God stated in the beginning, and let's turn over there, Genesis chapter 1. And I've been teaching for the whole month's version all day, because at the same time, sometimes we delve deeper into the Word. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it states, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, we know that God created everything. He created the heavens and the earth. And now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the surface of the watery depths, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. That's verse 2. Verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. So God said something and changed that situation. So what? But he said his words. So when we say God's words, we want to say his, change our situation. So verse 23 and Proverbs 21 say, the one who guards his mouth and tongue keeps himself out of trouble. You want to guard your mouth, and it means it literally, and it also would mean that you're creating something in your life. So you want to speak the words of God so you can create goodness and mercy in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that's important. So he said, let there be light, and there was light, because God had full power of his word working in operation. And verse 4 said, back in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, God saw that the light was good, and God separated his light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. Evening came, and then morning, and that was the first day. So God created everything. So when we was talking earlier that there was only one God and one Jesus Christ, we know that there's on the news about people getting upset about, you know, what they call Allah, all these other gods. I don't even know all of them. But God said there's one God. So there's always been other gods trying to take the place of the one true God. But the one true God is what you get results from and get freedom from. And this word, Holy Bible, is a treasure to us. Okay, so in that same chapter, let's go back to Proverbs 21 and verse 20. It said, precious treasure and all are in the dwelling of the wise. So people who are wise have precious treasure and precious all in their home. Glory to God. So so not only is you supposed to talk right, but your heart is supposed to be right. Turn with me over to Mark chapter 7 and verse 6. Okay. These people was legalistic more so. They was doing everything right on the outside, but the inside of them was not really kept up. So let's, for time's sake, I want to read that whole chapter. Mark chapter 7 verse 1. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him. Verse 1. Verse 2. They observed that some of his disciples was eating their bread with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. Verse 3, for the Pharisees, in fact, all of the Jews would not eat unless they washed their hands ritually, keeping the traditions of the elders. And that's true. Well, in today's society, we do need to wash our hands because you do carry on germs. But God was saying that's not as important as what you got on the inside of your spirit, your heart. Verse 4, when they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they have washed. And that's true. I don't either. So, but there are certain traditions that has no effect in the church or outside the church. And but this one is pretty good, by the way. But anyway, he was just measuring that, balancing that out with what people were doing more so to for the outside than they was doing for their heart. And they do not eat unless they have washed. And there are many customs that they receive and keep, like the washing of cups, jugs, costly utensils, drilling couches. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why don't your disciples live according to the traditions of the elders instead of eating bread with ritually unclean hands? So he was asking Jesus that. In verse 6, he answered them, Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines and the commands of men. Well, what he was saying is their hearts is far from me, but they're keeping all the customs and traditions, and that's okay, fine. But your heart is far from me, and you want your heart to be close to God. And the only way you can get close to God is worshiping him, praising him, and getting in the word of God and getting some understanding. Hallelujah. And verse 8, it said, disregarding the commands of God, you keep the tradition of men. Make sure when you go to church that you know, you have all these days, this day for this day, this day for that. That's fine, all and good. But make sure your real day is about Jesus Christ and you have some love in your heart and the word of God is coming out your mouth and you're treating people with kindness and love. That's what's most important. And in our churches, and I've been, you know, early in this broadcast, we was talking to preachers and teachers and pastors because sometimes they get so involved in their doctrines and in their traditions, they forget that we're here to help show God's love and his light to God's people. He said also to them, you completed invalid God's commands in order to maintain your tradition. For Moses says, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must be put to death. But you say, if a man tell his father and mother whatever benefit you might have received from me is Corban, that is a gift of committed to the temple. You no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. You revoke God's word by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do so many similar things. Okay, so in verse 14, it says, summoning the crowd again, he told them, listen to me, all of you, and understand. It's important that you understand the word of God. Verse 15, nothing that goes into a person from outside can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. If anyone has ears to hear, he should listen. So he was saying that the things that, you know, from outside, unclean hands and traditions, those things are not the most important things. But you should have a change in your heart. Glory to God. And because that's what defiles you, what comes out of you. In verse 17, when he went into the house away from the crowd, the disciples asked him about the parable. Verse 18, and he said to them, are you also as lacking in understanding? That's why I tell you, get some understanding. And all y'all getting, get some understanding. Don't you realize that nothing going into a man from the outside can defile him? Verse 19, for it doesn't go into his heart, but into the stomach, and it's eliminated. So, you know, once you eat your food, you know it goes to your stomach, and it is eliminated. Isn't that true? As a result, he's made all food clean. Verse 20, then he said, what comes out of a person that defiles him? From within, out of people's hearts, that's why your heart's got to be changed, comes evil thoughts, sexual immoralities, thieves, thefts, murders, and adulteries, greed, evil, actions, deceit, lewdness, stinginess. You know, some people are just stingy. They don't want to give nobody nothing. Blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these things come from within and defile a person. So these are the things that you need to clean up in your heart. I mean, people are so busy cleaning up the outside of their bodies. And I know people that, and women are nice-looking women. Sometimes they're not so nice-looking. Either way, they go all out of their way to fix their face and hair and put more hair on the hair. And all these things are okay, but make sure your heart is right. Make sure you know how to treat other people. And you want to treat them good. Glory to God. Amen. Now, this is one thing, how you change your heart. This is what God did, Jesus did when he was here. He was showing us how to live this life in the kingdom of God. Okay, so let's go over to Mark chapter 8 and tell you how the kingdom of God multiplies and increases you. In those days, there were, again, a large crowd, and they had nothing to eat. He summoned the disciples and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because they're already stayed with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Verse 3, if I send them home famished, they would collapse on the way, and some of them have a long distance. Verse 4, people wanted this word, so they followed Jesus to get it. They saw changes in his life. Verse 4, his disciples answered him, where can anyone get enough bread here in the desolate places to feed these people? Verse 5, how many loaves do you have? He asked them. He said, 7. They said, then he commanded the crowd, sit down on the ground. Anytime you want to get something for God, you got to rest and be peaceful. Taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks. Then you also got to give thanks to God, broke the loaves, and kept on giving them to his disciples. And got to give it to us to give to you. And this is what I'm doing. I'm breaking the bread of life of the word of God and giving it to his people. So disciples to set before the people. So they served the loaves to the crowd. They also had few small fish. And when he had blessed them, you got to bless, you know, bless them when you sit down and eat. He said to these were to be served as well. They ate and were filled. Then they collected seven large baskets of leftover pieces, and about 4,000 men were there. He dismissed them, and immediately they got into the boat, and his disciples went to the district of Dalmatia. Amen. Well, this is all we're going to talk about today in the Word of God, and I thank you for being with us. Amen. That God will increase you. He'll multiply with you the little that you have and make much out of it. And once you put it in God's hand, or the teachers and the preachers and the pastors' hands, then you get benefits from that, because God going to bless those who take care of his people, men and women of God, who teach the word of God, who preach the word of God, evangelists and apostles out here. And I'm an apostle. I know this word of God. So if you want to put money into God's people's hands, you can do that, because by doing so, you get blessed. And that's just the way the kingdom of God is set up. And I've just been doing this for, no fun at all, just doing it on my funding. But you guys can't get blessed by not putting, what you can put into my hands so that you can be blessed in your life and be more blessed. Amen. Or in your local churches, and then you can do offerings to me, but in your local churches that you want to give in those places where you get some understanding of the Word of God. That's how you become blessed. And that's how, God blessed me so abundantly, came out to do this word and teach this word to you guys so that you can have the blessing on your life. Not saying that you don't, because sometimes you can have a whole lot of money, but you don't have no peace and no joy. So you want to be happy every day. And that only comes from the Lord. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in with us today at Victory House of Prayer International Ministries radio broadcast. My name is Venetia Lee, teacher of the Holy Bible. We're blessing you today. We want love on you, and we thank you, Lord, that 2015 is going to be the best year ever, and we're blessed of the Lord and strong in the Lord in the power of his might. The devil is under our feet, and Jesus is King of King and Lord of Lords. So have a wonderful, blessed day today, January 10th, 2015. And we'll continue to have these radio broadcasts so that you can grow up in the Lord. Amen. Have a wonderful, powerful day in the Lord, and a joyful and peaceful day in the Lord. And just know that. Look up in the sky today, all of you, and just say, thank you, Jesus, for all you have done and what you're about to do in our lives. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day, evening and night, and we'll talk to you soon, and we'll teach this word of God. So clearly you can understand and rise up and grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a wonderful day. This is Victory House of Prayer International Ministry. We're tuning out. And Venetia Lee tuning out today. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.